This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President-elect Joe Biden has picked California Attorney General Xavier Becerra to be his health secretary. This puts a defender of the Affordable Care Act in a leading role to oversee the Biden administration's coronavirus response. If confirmed by the Senate, Becerra will be the first Latino to head the Department of Health and Human Services. It's a $1 trillion plus agency with 80,000 employees and a portfolio that includes drugs and vaccines, leading edge medical research, and health insurance programs covering more than 130 million Americans. Separately, Mr. Biden has picked a Harvard infectious disease expert, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, to head the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Top U.S. lawmakers scrambled on Sunday to reach difficult agreements as quickly as possible on a new aid package for the coronavirus-battered economy, a funding bill to avoid a government shutdown, and the defense budget. The current federal budget law expires on December 11th. If Congress fails to agree on a new one by that date, American public finances will suddenly dry up. In order to avoid a shutdown, Congress could decide to pass a temporary law for a few days to give itself time between now and Christmas to reach a broad annual agreement on the 2021 budget. Republican and Democratic leaders have indicated that they would like the budget bill to include the next economic aid measures for the coronavirus, which have been the subject of bitter negotiations. Lawmakers have negotiated for months on passing such a bill, but they haven't come to terms yet on how much to spend and what to spend it on. You can follow this and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Top U.S. health officials told Americans on Sunday they need to remain determined to protect themselves against the coronavirus, even as the first vaccines are likely to become available later this month. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke on the Fox News Sunday show. He told people, "We need people to renew their commitment. Please wear a mask." He also asked people to avoid crowds of people in bars, restaurants, and indoor settings. Azar said if a panel of experts at the Food and Drug Administration approves the Pfizer vaccine, he said within hours, health workers can be vaccinating patients. U.S. authorities have decided that medical and emergency workers, as well as employees and residents of nursing homes, are at the highest risk of contracting the infection and thus will be the first in line to be inoculated. Azar said that 30 million to 40 million doses of the vaccine will be available by the end of the year, with millions more doses to be manufactured in the first half of 2021. President Trump says his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for COVID-19. He's the latest member of the president's inner circle to contract the disease. The 76-year-old former New York City mayor's age puts him in a high-risk group. And the New York Times and ABC reported he was hospitalized on Sunday in Washington as the U.S. faces a record surge in coronavirus cases. Giuliani's diagnosis comes after he's been crisscrossing the country, leading the president's unsuccessful effort to undo Joe Biden's victory in the November 3rd presidential election. Britain and the European Union will make a last-ditch attempt to strike a post-Brexit trade deal this week, with probably just days left for negotiators to avert a chaotic parting of the ways at the end of the year. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke over the weekend to get their teams back to the negotiating table after talks stalled on three thorny issues. They're to speak again on Monday evening in the hope that by then, stubborn differences will have narrowed over such issues as fishing rights in British waters, fair competition, and ways to solve future disputes. Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler debated her Democratic challenger, Reverend Raphael Warnock, on Sunday evening as both prepare for a January runoff election that will decide which party controls the U.S. Senate. Loeffler repeatedly called the political newcomer a radical liberal, while Warnock criticized Loeffler's stock trades after the wealthy businesswoman was appointed a senator a year ago. And each criticized the other's interpretation of the Christian faith. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.